Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about period drama Mank, now streaming on Netflix.
Herman Mankiewicz, New York playwright and drama critic turned humble screenwriter, Mr. Hurst.
This biopic of screenwriter Herman Mankiewicz is a passion project for director David Fincher, who's been attempting to get the movie made for decades. Gary Oldman plays Mank, as his friends call him, a loudmouthed alcoholic who was one of the most successful screenwriters in the early days of Hollywood, but whose addictions and lack of tact have cost him plenty of powerful connections. He's hired by upstart filmmaker Orson Welles to write a little movie called Citizen Kane, and the movie switches between Mank's efforts to write that screenplay and his early encounters with William Randolph Hearst and Marion Davies, who are the basis for fictional characters in Citizen Kane. David Fincher has clear affinity for old Hollywood, shooting in black and white and paying close attention to period detail. But Mank gets bogged down in a long subplot about the gubernatorial campaign of Upton Sinclair in 1934, and it's not nearly as lively and clever as a movie about such a legendary wit should be. I give Mank 3 bells out of 5. Check out more of my reviews at joshbellhateseverything.com, on Twitter at SignalBleed, and on Facebook at Josh Bell Hates Everything.